Last month, Pensacola Habitat for Humanity was awarded one of 8 Impact 100 grants for a new project they're calling the Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative. Tim Evans is the executive director of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. We spoke about the grant and the initiative.
For the Impact 100 group to award this type of award for a brand new program really shows that the community is quite receptive to what we are doing in revitalizing some of our neighborhoods that have kind of been disinvested. And that for us is a big stamp of approval of this new program.
What exactly is the Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative doing? Give us a quick description.
Well, very quickly, we work with communities. We go into a community and talk with the folks about what their vision is, you know, how they enjoy the quality of life, the quality of their neighborhood, and where they see building on their strengths, where they would like to see improvements. And then we work with the community to try to achieve those goals. We try to make it where the residents of the community are the ones that make the choices that determine what happens. And we utilize our resources. We utilize our ability to bring volunteers in to help the residents with some of their projects. Oftentimes, it's something as basic as a community cleanup or maybe painting a couple of houses that need a facelift, something like that. But in general, it's an ongoing program where the community itself makes the determination on how they want to improve the quality of life for their neighborhood.
So it's like taking care of blighted properties or maybe creating some green space?
Yes, it does. It does both of those. And even more, sometimes it is looking at what makes a community safer. So if there's overgrown shrubbery or things like that that are easy for the bad folks to hide behind, then we'll go in and help them with cleaning up the landscaping. It may be putting addresses on curbing so emergency vehicles can find their way through neighborhoods more easily. Anything that the neighborhood wants to do to uplift their community.
How has the reaction been from the city?
We have had great cooperation with the city of Pensacola. The community that we are working with currently is within the city limits. And when we have done a major project, they have really, really been helpful, bringing in heavy equipment to help move some things around, bringing in roll-off dumpsters. So if we're doing a big cleanup operation, then there's some place to put all of the trash and debris that we clear. So the city has been very enthusiastic.
It's a new program. What's been accomplished so far?
Well, we have had a community in kind of the west side of downtown Pensacola that has come together, and they have, in fact, formed their a brand new neighborhood association. We have done a large kind of a blitz project in that community in the summertime where we repaired cracked up sidewalks and we cleaned up a number of street fronts and vacant lots and just did a blitz through the neighborhood with about 100 volunteers working for a week's time. And that really got that community kicked off. And for us, it is that first community where we've started the NRI project has really been encouraging for us the way the community has received and really taken off running with the ball themselves now.
Looking ahead, are you looking for communities to serve with this, or are you looking for people to come to you and ask for help?
Well, we are doing both of those. And actually, one of the groups that came to us and said, we'd like to work with you and we'd like you to work with us was the Cantonment Improvement Committee, a group of folks who just started about a year ago with a strong determination to make a difference in their community. And they came to us to see what we might do to help them out. And again, it's a great partnership and collaboration. So we will work with folks who come to us, and we also will find places, and particularly those places where Pensacola Habitat has a long-standing impact, a number of homes that we've built over the 30 years of our operation. We feel a commitment to those parts of our community, and we want to make sure that we are helping the long-term success and vitality of those neighborhoods.
I saw one of the things that you do is cemetery cleanup. Is that something that is really a pressing need?
Well, the big thing behind that is our first neighborhood, the Westside Garden District, is the home of the historic St. John Cemetery. The residents of that neighborhood feel that the cemetery is a point of pride for the neighborhood as well as the community. It's the second oldest public cemetery in the city of Pensacola. And a lot of things happened there, so they wanted to make sure that that jewel of the neighborhood was polished up nicely.
Tim Evans is the executive director of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. You can learn more at pensacolahabitat.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.